Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I was hoping to follow up that spike Saturday where we made over $600 with a good solid Sunday. It didn't happen, unfortunately. It just was not meant to be. So let's recap the losing card for you. In the National Football League on the sides, well, we still made money. We go 3-2. I cash in the Giants, the Lions, and the Vikings. I lose on the Chargers and the Falcons, and boy, oh boy, I'm kicking myself for that Falcon loss because on this podcast 7 weeks ago, I said that I would fade the Atlanta Falcons for every game the rest of the year. Well, for six consecutive weeks, I did just that, and I went 5-0-1 fading the Falcons. I was making a ton of money. Well, in week 13, what do I decide to do? Let's bet on Atlanta. What was I thinking? Yes, I was making too much money. I didn't like to win, apparently. Oh, boy. Yeah, terrible decision on my part. Then the prop bets, I need to stay away. I have to stay away because even for others, I'm a jinx. I lose on Justin Jefferson. I lose on Aaron Jones. I do cash on Christian Kirk, but 1-2 on the prop bets, lose money again. In college basketball, I go 1-2-1. Iowa State gets the job done against St. John's. I lose North Carolina and San Francisco. Then Minnesota had a couple shots late at Purdue, missed them both, and unfortunately, I push the plus 19 in that one. On Twitter, you back the Lions in the NFL, so we cashed that. That gave us 9 consecutive wins with our Twitter vote. So it came down to lucky number 10. I had a choice because it was a tie vote between North Carolina and Iowa State. One winner, one loser. Which door did I select? I picked North Carolina, ended our winning streak. It could have been at 10, but I blew it. I'm like 20% when I break a tiebreaker, by the way. You can't put me in that position. I'm dreadful when I'm in that spot. So for the day, I lose $158.49. It was still a good week, and we move on to the next. So let's start in the National Football League. It is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus the 3.5 over the New Orleans Saints. So normally, I expect the opposite to happen in a battle of division rivals. The Buccaneers won the first meeting, 20-10 in the Big Easy, with 17 points in the fourth quarter. The Falcons lost again on Sunday. I just mentioned that. So the Bucs will be in first place regardless of tonight's outcome. Both teams have been excellent on defense. Both offenses have been struggling. Both teams are coming in off of a loss. The Saints, though, have won 4 consecutive games in Tampa, including a 9-0 win last year and a 38-3 win back in 2020. Head-scratching results. With the 49ers and Bengals on deck, Tampa Bay could be staring at 5-9 if they don't win this game. I don't know how, but I expect the Bucs to find a way to win and cover this one. So I'm going to lay the 3.5 with Tampa Bay over New Orleans. Then your prop bets for tonight. None. Nada. Not touching them. Yes, I'm tempted, but I'm not going to do it. So no prop bets on this podcast tonight. So we get to college basketball, and I'm going to give this disclaimer here. It is a very limited slate of games tonight. Unlikely that any of these plays would actually be on the card on a normal night. So proceed with caution. I don't know how I feel about anything. We start with an early game, 11 a.m. Central. It's a Horizon League battle between a 1-7 team and an 0-7 team. I'm going to play IUPUI plus the 6.5 at Wisconsin Green Bay. So both teams are 0-1 in the Horizon League after losing to Milwaukee. Green Bay lost by 14 at home. IUPUI lost by 13 on the road. Both teams have struggled to score and are averaging the exact same, 58.3 points per game. This is scary stuff since I'm betting on a team that loses by an average of 17 points per game. I wanted to back Green Bay, but laying 6.5 with a winless team that averages 58 points per game just seems like a little too much. So I'm going to grab the 6.5 with the Jaguars of IUPUI. Next up, it is Portland minus the 15.5 against North Dakota State. So Portland is 7-4 on the season, including a good win over Villanova and a couple really good losses, a 1-point loss to Michigan State and an 8-point loss to North Carolina. Last out, the Pilots called off the Dogs early and coasted to a nice, easy 21-point victory over North Dakota. North Dakota State is off to a dreadful 1-8 start this year after losing at Eastern Washington by 8 a couple nights ago. The best player for the Bison of North Dakota State, well, he's injured, so he will not play. So I expect another easy 20-point win for Portland. So I'm on the Pilots minus the 15.5 against North Dakota State. Next up, we head to the Atlantic 10. It is UMass minus the 15 over Albany. So Frank Martin is off to a nice start at UMass, 6-1 on the season, 5 consecutive hard-fought wins. All 5 have been by 6 points or less, including a 3-point win at Harvard on Friday. Albany, on the other hand, is 3-6 on the season. 5 of their 6 losses have been by double digits. The exception, Albany lost to Townsend by 5 to open the season. UMass lost by 8 to Townsend in their second game of the season. So common opponent edge to Albany. Albany is picked 6 in the American East, but I think UMass can get to that stage 3 type blowout level and cover the 15 at home. So I'm on the Minutemen minus the 15 over Albany. Then the final game of the card for you, it is Kent State plus the 15.5 at Gonzaga. So the Zags are finally back home on their own floor. I'm expecting that complete blowout game soon. I just hope it's not tonight. Kent State is projected to win the MAC. They had the lead at Houston with less than a minute to go before losing by 5. The Golden Flash's other loss was at Charleston by 2. They have a nice 12-point win over Portland this year, and they have a veteran backcourt that will force turnovers. The Zags at 5-3 will soon be a value play. They're going to go on a run or a string of 20-point victories here very soon, but I don't think it'll be tonight. I think Kent State keeps it interesting, and this one hovers in that 8-12-point range most of the night late. I'm going to grab the 15.5 for the Golden Flashes at Gonzaga. So let's recap your card for a Monday. In the National Football League, we're on Tampa Bay minus the 3.5 over New Orleans. In college basketball, we're on IUPUI plus the 6.5 at Green Bay. I love Portland minus the 15.5 against North Dakota State. I'm on UMass minus the 15 over Albany, and I'm on Kent State plus the 15.5 at Gonzaga. So that's your card for a Monday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.